God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Our text is coming from our gospel reading from John chapter 3. In that gospel reading, we have a well-known verse of John chapter 3, verse 16, but I'm not going to be preaching exactly on that verse. We're actually going to be starting at verse 8. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. This is the beginning of our text. I will admit this winter we have seen some very extraordinary weather that we may not be used to, from the bitter cold to a little bit more increased of snow. Now we have the rain that's going to probably change to ice very soon. Needless to say, we spend a lot of time trying to predict the weather, but we can't predict it long term, maybe a day or two in advance. But needless to say, even though we can try to predict the weather, we can do nothing about it. For many years we've tried, but plain and simple, when the wind blows, it'll blow. When it doesn't, it doesn't. Needless to say, when we talk about wind and the wind blowing, you know, we have to talk about the different levels of pressure that sort of makes the wind move a little faster versus not at all. But even when the wind doesn't seem to be blowing, the wind is still there, or the air is still there. We are never left without oxygen. We've been blessed by God. Keep that in mind, because Jesus is going to take this very important concept of weather and use it to explain the relationship the Holy Spirit has with us. Basically, there are some times we feel that wind blowing against us, and we may say it's too much. Sometimes it's just right, and sometimes we might be saying we could use a little bit more. But even in the midst of all that, that oxygen is still there. We're never deprived. Now let's do a corresponding correlation here. That wind, as Jesus is making reference to it, is the working of the Holy Spirit. There are some times in our lives where the Holy Spirit is coming upon us with a nice gale force of wind. And then there are some times it's a very calm wind. And then sometimes we may ask, is the Holy Spirit there? And the answer is yes. God's love and his grace and his forgiveness is with us each and every day. And there are some times that we really feel God's grace being blown against us. And then there are some days, especially days that, you know, we wake up on the wrong side of the bed, days that we have a bad day, that we may think, is God really present? Is he really present when there's great devastation like earlier this week out in DeKalb, where we find a lot of people who are now suffering with pain and loss of life? Is God really present? There are certain times in our lives we may really feel the presence of God really with us. And then there are times where we may feel alone. We may feel forgotten or abandoned. And the answer is yes, God is with us. Just like the wind, sometimes we can feel that wind just sort of sweep us off our feet. And sometimes not a single leaf is being stirred. But God's grace is like that air. It's still there. Whether we feel it against our cheeks, whether we can see it in the trees, or whether it may seem it's non-existent, we're still breathing. Needless to say, we can pick up on this concept that Jesus is trying to teach to Nicodemus and to us, that the Spirit works when and where he pleases. And sometimes the Spirit is going to be giving us a lot of grace to help us through a lot of times trials. But then there are going to be some times where we may be feeling, okay, where is the Spirit? And especially when we may think, I really need him now. Where is that comforter? Where is God's grace? And the only answer I can possibly give is, like sometimes as parents, we need to teach our little ones they shouldn't go wandering away. And so when they go wandering away a little bit, maybe in the safe place at home, we sort of just duck around the corner and see what they do. And we hope and pray that they turn around, realize that mom or dad isn't there, and then come running back. God wants the same analogy to be used for us. And the times that we sort of walk away from God, God is still there. We may not always feel His presence, and so God is trying to encourage us and to draw us back into a relationship with Him and to remind us that, yes, He is always there. And so we return today to where God's Word is preached, where His sacraments are administered. We return to the God of comfort and the God of strength, the one who will be with us during the good days and during the bad days. Why do we have such a loving God? Plain and simple, as Jesus is trying to teach Nicodemus and to teach us in our gospel reading for today, because God is love. The last verse of our text, "For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him." A very important teaching point is here. We don't have a God filled with anger and wrath anymore, but a God of love. How does God change from the Old Testament to the New Testament? God really doesn't change. Instead, He pours out His wrath upon our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So if you ever have a feeling that God is angry with you and some of the bad things of the day are occurring because God is upset with you, you need to take a look at the cross of Jesus Christ and say, no, God poured out His anger upon Jesus. So needless to say, God looks at us with very loving eyes. He looks at us with care. He gives us forgiveness. Then we may be saying, well, why then do I still have the bad days? And there's an interesting song called "Bad Day" written by Daniel Porter, where the chorus goes something like this. Because you had a bad day, you're taking one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know. You tell me no, don't lie. You work at a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day. It's interesting. The author of this song is trying to get you to sort of sing a catchy, sad song to turn your life around. Well, the true answer to this, if you want your life turned around, you go to the one who has already turned it around. You see, as Jesus is also trying to teach Nicodemus and us today, notice where He draws Nicodemus into a discussion about being born again, about being born of the Spirit, about being connected to that Spirit, and that connection is made in baptism. So if you're having that bad day, if it seems like things are going the wrong way, we have to remember our baptism. Remember the time that God placed His name upon you through water and the Word? You bear God's name. You bear that Holy Spirit. You are not alone. You are not forgotten. You are not abandoned. But God is with you to strengthen you each and every day. We just have to remember that God is with us. I will admit it can be a little challenging with the day-to-day frustrations that each and every one of us have to sort of get lost up in our own world. But we have to remember, God is still there. Like the wind, sometimes it blows greatly, but then on the calm days, and especially if we're having a bad day on those calm days, we have to realize that God's grace is still with us. Remember your baptism. God has not left us. He has not abandoned us, but He strengthens us each and every day. Return to the Lord. He is the source of our strength. Our hearts and our prayers go out to the families of the victims at NIU. And besides that devastation, with the rain, we're also getting new devastations of flooding, and people are losing their homes. It's not that God has left them, but God can use these events to draw people closer to Him, who is the source of our strength, who is the ultimate comfort, who is the one who loves and the one who forgives. God does not take His anger and wrath and pour it upon us because of the sins that we do. Instead, He poured out His wrath upon Jesus Christ. Remember your baptism. As our last line of our text said, "For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him." You were baptized into His name. You bear His Spirit. You bear His promise. Trust. Yes, there are some times we want that refreshing wind and Spirit, and we need that comfort. So we return to where God's name is proclaimed. We return to where His sacraments are administered. We return to the place where good, caring Christian friends gather for encouragement and support. So that when we have the bad day, when the foul weather seems to come, we are drawn to the One who gives of Himself so that you may have eternal life, eternal love, and eternal forgiveness. In His name, Amen. Now the peace of God that surpasses all our understanding will continue to guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.